In New York City today, an unlikely assortment of animals paraded from Central Park West to 34th and Broadway. There was a huge moose and a flying squirrel, a really big purple dinosaur. There was a very large orange house cat with an attitude, another cat with a hat. There was a six-story tall woodpecker and a flying fish, and there were dogs, too, a big red one and a terrier and plenty of Dalmatians. No matter how unusual these critters are, they are not the most unlikely animals in New York City. Donald McCaig explains.
Harry is a country dog. He drinks water from puddles, and his favorite spring burbles out of an old woodchuck hole. Harry is extremely interested in dead animal parts, and during hunting season often brings home unidentifiable, disgusting objects. Harry's powerful, 50 pounds, 6 years old, a working dog. He works livestock every day. Harry doesn't often wear a collar and is rarely on a leash. I wondered what Harry would think of New York City. We'd been on the road for a couple of days. Harry likes tents, but only tolerates motels. He doesn't like noisy air conditioners, and motel water stinks of chemicals, and it never gets dark outside the windows. We came into New York City in the morning, big trucks in full roar and cars darting past on left and right. The air smelled awful, and Harry did not think he would live long if the car broke down and he had to walk. He laid flat and didn't look up at all. But as soon as Harry got out of the car in the heart of Greenwich Village, he dropped his snoot to the pavement like a bloodhound. Harry was reading the Sunday New York Times Dog Edition, turning pages as fast as he could. Within 5 minutes, he'd scented several hundred new dogs, and like a human at a great big cocktail party, Harry was overwhelmed by strangers. So many dogs to meet, so few to do it. I brought Harry into my friend Knox's office. Harry smiled and made himself agreeable, and we left Harry tied to a desk while we went to lunch. After lunch, Harry and I visited the Washington Square Dog Park, a shady, sandy area where a dozen dogs romped and played. Manhattan is a rich city, and the dog park had good drinking water, Harry approved of it, and pooper scoopers and benches for the owners to sit while their dogs played. A memorial mourned the loss of a dog park regular who had died with her Cairn Terrier, on TWA Flight 800. The dogs were in good condition, purebreds and pound mutts alike, and the owners did nothing to direct their play. Most were mannerly, except a young Australian shepherd who approached new dogs in the most playful manner, and after a brief romp he'd try and mount his playmate. Dogs like to be mounted by strangers about as much as humans do. When the city dog came over to the country dog, the dog conversation went something like this. City dog. Hiya, Hayseed. This is the most exciting park in New York City, which is the most exciting city in the world. Want to have a good time? To which Harry replied, clearly, you must think I was born yesterday. Son, where I come from, you're not even a dog. City dog's tail drooped and he went away, and a few minutes later, he finally stirred up a fight, which the park dogs joined in, but Harry virtuously ignored. Harry stretched, spoke briefly to two or three fine bitches, drank his drink of water, and we set out for home. Harry told me New York City was real interesting, especially the bitches. But as soon as we turned onto our dirt road, Harry sat up and peered through the windshield, eager to be home. Because he is a dog, Harry doesn't fear cliches. Harry told me that New York City was a fine place to visit, but he wouldn't want to live there.
Donald McCaig and his wife, Ann, have a sheep farm in the Allegheny Mountains in western Virginia. He comes to us courtesy of member station WVTF in Roanoke.